Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I do want to say this morning and dedicate this moment to someone that's very, very special to me. And my spiritual father, Ken Summerall. He went to go be with the Lord Friday. And not only did he meet the Lord, but he also met his wife, Wanda, and his youngest son, Johnny. And it is a bittersweet in regards to, I know that he's in a better place. He's with the Lord. And we're going to meet him there. But I also want to say how grateful, I'm grateful for his life. I'm grateful for him, you know, speaking to them, into my life. Understand that there's spiritual fathers in the Lord that raise up spiritual sons and daughters. And they like Elijah and Elijah. And by letting them impart into you what God's imparted into them and staying in relationship with them, that that's where you just get healthy and you get strong and you make less mistakes and these type of things. But also that in the context of that, God is a God of a double portion God. And right. that, and so there's so many single portion anointings because so many don't want to relate. But listen, God's about us all relating and getting along and understanding that those that have gone before you, staying in relationship with maybe your spiritual father or spiritual mother, maybe God's calling you to relate, that it's important. And because of his life and because of his patience and you know, just tons of questions that we talk about and him telling his stories and all the things that have happened, understand that you can borrow experiences instead of having to buy them. Mm-hmm. And he just sowed and sowed and sowed wisdom into me and my brothers. And so many times, you know, quite often some people would say, you know, you've told that before. And it's like, listen, hush, I want to hear it because you hear it deeper. You're at a deeper level. And mm-hmm. now those stories just rest in our heart. And those stories are his, you know, his journey and when he overcame and when things had happened and how he dealt with turmoil and how he dealt with factions and how he dealt with these different things. And I mean, he was just tell it like it is type person. And it was just so, you know, Paul says, my spirit's with you. So when you get together and the situations happen in the church, go ahead and deal with it. Well, mm-hmm. I just always knew that his spirit was with me, which was the words he spoke. I'm not talking about familiar spirit, but the words he spoke over that situation just gives you that confidence to be able to deal with some things you got to deal with and to handle things you need to be able to handle. But on this last Friday, Brother Ken Summerall, my spiritual father, who I am eternally grateful for, and not only a spiritual father but friend, has gone to be with the Lord, and we want to remember him. For those that are in the Pensacola area, that we're going to honor him on Wednesday, which will be tomorrow, if you're listening to this live broadcast, at Liberty Church, a church that he founded. He founded Liberty Church. It used to be called, anyway, Liberty Church. And it's funerals at 9 o'clock, and the viewing's between 9 and 11. And if you need to any address or anything like that, you can actually find it on, we'll post it on our Facebook so you can see that there. But understand this, that you know, that we on earth have lost, you know, an awesome man of God.
Yeah.
And, but heaven has gained him. But you know what? We haven't lost his words and his wisdom because he's poured it into all of us. Right. And I poured it into those who are related to me, and my brothers have done the same thing. And his legacy, his fruit, you know, not only lives on, but I think exponentially, you know, no telling, you know, he won't be able to get his reward for, because he gets your reward for your ministry, that type of thing that you laid down before Jesus' feet. But it will be probably until the Lord returns till all of his fruit has come in, because it's so large. Missionaries are just launched all around the world. you think about globe, you know, globe evangelism. He's that was in his heart to be able to go into all the world, even up till his last few years. He was in the mission field, going out there, and you know, people that didn't even speak our language, they called him Papa, you know, and because they knew that, for example, through one of my brother's ministry, that he was the one responsible for that lineage and that situation. It's just, you know, it's a bittersweet thing. And it's an unfolding loss that you kind of walk out, leaner, longwise, not a circular type thing. And, but I do know that, and I celebrate his being with the Lord, and our hearts go out to his family, who his, daughters and his son, how they stood faithfully, you know, with him and made sure his needs were taken care of. And I think of Marlene, how she was just constantly there, and Beth, and then Stan, his son. Of course, Johnny's already gone to be with the Lord already, but our heart goes out, and we're looking forward to being with all my brothers to honor him tomorrow.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.